Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Today's topic is all about becoming a matchmaker between qualified virtual assistants and clients. And so this is a continuing series that I'm doing on different ways to scale your business. And as I said, today's topic is what I call the VA matchmaker. So first of all, what is it? It's where either it's a full business, which means it's the only thing you do, or it could be an additional revenue stream that you have, is that you match qualified VAs with qualified candidates. So you basically become a connector between the two. And if you're somebody who's been in the industry for any amount of time, you know, sometimes it's a struggle for both VAs to find clients and for clients to find qualified VAs. So that's how the whole business model, if you will, of VA matchmaker was born. So this could be something that you could do if you didn't want to, for instance, build a team and then have to manage a team and all that goes with that. If you'd rather just connect people, the VA matchmaker might be a great option for you. Now, this could be added as an additional revenue stream to your current business, or you could totally flip the script and just have this be your one and only business model, which means this is how you make money. There are people who do just that. I know of two off the top of my head. One is the VA Collaborative, and there is another one called the VA Matchmaker. So if you're interested, you know, in kind of what this whole thing looks like, you know, feel free to check out their website. So VA Collaborative and VA Matchmakers. So once again, how does it work? You basically match qualified VAs with qualified clients. And there's a couple different ways that you can do this. You could do what's called an RFP system, which stands for Request for Proposal, which allows people to fill out a form and send their details directly to, you know, qualified clients. Or you could become the middleman and you could screen both the clients and the VAs. So there's really no one-size-fits-all formula for this. You can do it however it works for you. But realize if you're the middleman, you could become the bottleneck. But if you want to have your hand in, you know, the client side of the business as well as the VA side of the business, you'll need to look at how does that fit into your dream lifestyle. Is that something that you're really going to want to be in the middle of? But that's basically how it works, okay? You know, why would you do this again? Because you don't want to build an entire team, or maybe you're just looking for an additional revenue stream for your business. This could be a great way for you to do that. Now, how do you make money as a so-called matchmaker? Well, a couple different things you can do. You can charge a fee for anybody who wants to have access to your list of qualified candidates, or you could charge a monthly maintenance fee or a monthly subscription fee, I should say, for anybody to join a website where you have both qualified candidates and qualified clients, and then they have access to each other. So realize this can be very hands-on where you're in the middle of everything, or you could just simply have a database full of information that you give access to for a fee. So that's how you can make money. Other things you can do is you can do like referral fees. So you could charge the VA money for the referral to a client if they do indeed close the client. It could be a flat fee. It could be a percentage of, let's say, the first 6 months of their income that they make with this particular client. So there's so many different ways that you could go about this. Now, one of the most important things, I think, is, you know, you need to figure out how, if this is something you want to do, if it's a full-time thing, that's your only business model, or if it's on the side, like an additional revenue stream, you know, how much are you going to be involved in that? And then really looking at the systems you need to support all the moving pieces that you're going to have. Like, for instance, how do you qualify candidates, whether it's clients or virtual assistants? And really thinking, is this the viable business model you want to go with, or do you want to add it as an additional revenue stream? So if you're somebody who's really good at connecting people, or you thrive with, you know, networking and that type of thing, this might be a great option for you. But some things you really, really need to think about. So just to kind of give you some to-dos, if you will. you know, who's the market for this? I mean, who are you going after? Like I said, there are lots of people who have issues finding qualified VAs, but, you know, not everyone's your client. Are you going to go after creatives, course creators? You're going to go after business coaches or finance coaches? You need to be very clear who your market is for this particular type of business, you know, and then how do you get paid? Do you have a subscription model where they pay in each month to get an access to a list of names? Do you have an RFP system? Do you do flat referrals or do you do a percentage? I mean, there's, like I said, there's so many different ways that you can approach this. Also, depending on whether it's your only business model or as an additional revenue stream. How do you find qualified VAs and clients? How do you vet qualified VAs to be sure that they are qualified? Because if this is your, either this is your business or a revenue stream, it's still your reputation. So you want to make sure that you have qualified individuals to present to clients that are looking for them and vice versa, right? You want to really look at the clients that you're bringing to the table. What services are you offering? Are you going to be offering everything under the sun? Or are you going to really specialize? And if I were you, I would specialize. I would move away from the admin type skills because it's the industry is saturated with admin type skills and really go for more specialists or consultants, you know, on the technology or strategic side of things, because those are going to be a higher paying service and they're also more in demand than anything in the admin space. You know, and then how much do you want to earn from this particular either revenue stream or business model? You have to understand what that looks like and how do you make money on this particular revenue stream or this particular business model. And I've given you some ideas. How do you vet your VAs? I already talked about that. You know, are you location specific? In other words, you only have US VAs or North American VAs, or are they from somewhere else? And then really, what makes you unique from everybody else who does the matchmaking type of business? Now, trust me, I know that makes people shudder when I say what makes you unique, because sometimes it's really hard for us to see that. But that's what you have to get clear on. So this is a great way to scale your business or even change it up completely, but you have to have clarity around who are you doing this for? Who is your market? And why are you qualified to do this? Right? That's what's really going to set you apart in your marketing. The other thing too is how are you going to market this? Because what you become is a networker. And what does that look like? So just to give you some ideas around what a VA matchmaker does, again, it's another opportunity to bring in revenue for your business. Instead of building a team, for instance, or doing something else, you could do matchmaking if you're really good at connecting people. Again, this could be an entire business model for you if you don't want to do VA work anymore, or it could be an additional revenue stream for you. So that's what I call the VA matchmaker. As I mentioned at the beginning of this, this is an ongoing series where I'm talking about 7 different ways that you can scale your business. I believe this is number 3. So be sure to stay tuned for the additional 4 options that I have. But this is really about those of you who are looking for either a way to make more money and leverage your time or just change the way you're doing business. So I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment and I'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.